Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. Statistics show that women live longer than men, yet they're not seeking out financial advice like their male counterparts, leaving them a little vulnerable in retirement. And that is a mistake. Today, we'll show you why. Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, and we welcome you to Wealth Creator Radio. Today, you'll get straightforward advice from Eric on how to plan for a secure and comfortable retirement. Eric's in his 26th year at Heckman Financial. Good morning, Eric. How you doing today?
Oh, doing great.
Great to be here with you as always. And we're going to be talking about women today in retirement. And if you think about it, movies like The Wolf of Wall Street, Boiler Room, Wall Street, they all depict that in the investment world, men dominate the industry. That trend is beginning to change, I think. However, there is still this underlying notion that women just don't make good investors. So, Eric, it is 2019. Why is this notion still present?
Well, you know, a lot of people really just don't like to talk about money, right? What are the things you're not supposed to talk about? Religion, politics, and money.
Money, yeah.
That's what they always say. Uh-huh. And it's really sad because most of us, I mean, even today, I've actually written a chapter for a textbook for the University of Pennsylvania that talks about literacy and financial literacy in the U.S. and how to teach it and how to be better at it. And it's just amazing at how little education there is about financial matters. And for women, it's actually more critical because they tend to live longer. And so that means they'll have the money even longer than most of us guys. So, you know, that's the hard part. And people really need to start focusing more on that, making sure they're educated, making sure they know where stuff is, first of all, making sure they know what's going on. Even if they're not into it or want to deal with it too much, you got to at least kind of be a coach or whatever you want to call it, somebody who's at least watching. You may not be playing the game, but at least you're watching.
So why do you think women are a little uncomfortable when they talk about money? You think it's a lack of confidence or something since we don't really talk about it?
We'll just call her Carol, but she first came to me and she was referred to me by an estate planning attorney. And it was very sad. She just had lost her husband and I think it was like 45 years together or something like that. I mean, it was a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the one who did all the financial stuff. And she had exposure to it somewhat. They had some rental properties. They had actually already, when he was sick, had sold one of the rental properties. So they'd actually already, I don't know if you want to call it downsized, but had less headaches, we'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were, you know, she was starting to get involved more just because he had been ill. But they also had a special needs son and who was grown. And so there's a lot going on. And she used to just come in here and just say, I'm in a fog. I feel like I'm in a fog. And every time it was kind of cute, she just goes, okay, I can see a little bit farther, but still foggy.
Aw, yeah.
And she just kept, and we kept going for a lot of this, for a couple of years, kind of organizing her stuff. Now, the crazy part is she had plenty of money. I mean, she was not a big spender. She liked to stay at home and knit and do stuff. She wasn't traveling the world or, you know, doing anything expensive. Homes were all paid off. She had these rental properties that were coming in. Of course, she didn't want to raise rents. And she literally had a tenant call her one time and she started crying because she just didn't want to have to deal with the floor that was bouncy, as the tenant called it.
Oh, no.
Because she knew these rentals were definitely needed a lot of work. And,
right.
You know, and so it was one of these cases where, you know, most people are just saying, well, here, hire a manager, do something else like that. And even if we'd done that, she would not feel comfortable enough because it was always the stress of, oh, I might need a whole big about, you know, bunch of money for this and that. And even though she had plenty, it's just lots of times women don't feel like, you know, that they're going to have enough. There was years ago, there was actually a study from Allianz Insurance Company that talked about the bag lady syndrome. And I had never even heard of it until I had actually read it in the study. And it was some huge number. I mean, something like, if I remember right, it was about 3/4 of women fear being a bag lady at some point, you know, on the streets and stuff. Even though it's not rational always, it's for some reason it is kind of one of those concerns. And that was really a lot of her stuff was she just couldn't see the income coming in. You know, assets in the bank were one thing, but unless she saw the money coming in on a monthly basis, it didn't seem real to her. So it was kind of odd in that sense. And so really what we did is we finally were able to do a tax-free transfer of those rental properties into something where she had nothing to do with it. She just got the check. And because there was no cost, no insurance, no property tax, all that stuff, and these homes had shot up so much in value, we actually more than doubled her income that she was living on before.
Incredible.
So all of a sudden she comes into my office and she does this weird little spinny move. And I'm like, what is that? And she goes, that's my money dance.
Aww.
And I'm like, oh, can you do it again? I want to film it. She goes, no way. Are you filming this? And I was like, darn. And she was finally happy. She was finally excited because she could feel confident because she saw this huge check coming in and she's like, oh my gosh, I actually have money.
No more of a fog. She had the 2020 yeah. vision now, Eric.
Yeah. And it was just amazing how much of a difference that made. And, you know, most advisors out there would just say, oh, well, here, just, yeah, have another property manager. You know, why would you want to sell these and blah, blah, blah. And it was such a huge success for her. And then after that, once she realized how much money she had, she decided to sell her own house. She had this huge house. Her son, unfortunately, during that time frame also passed away.
Aww.
And so now she moved into a senior community where she's got all these people to talk to and she's loving it and, you know, doesn't have to worry about money ever again. And so, yeah, that's the real nice part is when you're able to sit down there and really help somebody like that. And, you know, we've actually been doing some seminars for women. It's called Smart Women Retire Rich. And it's a great, great way to really kind of understand this. It doesn't matter if you're single or married. It's just really just talking about the unique issues that women have to have and really need to know what's going on and paying attention to what assets they do have, where those monies are coming from. Really know about Social Security options, because if you've been married for more than 10 years, you can still claim your ex's Social Security check, but it's only half of it. And so depending on how much they worked, their own, you know, earnings may be a lot higher. So, you know, but knowing those rules, making sure that you know where they're at, you know, that's one of the critical things. And so when people come into our office, we sit down, we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. That's where we really sit down and we talk more about what their process is, what should they be doing for income, investments, taxes, for legacy, all those things, healthcare, everything wrapped into one. And, you know, there's no cost, no obligation. You know, that's something if you would like to pick up the phone and set up a time. Again, all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
When we come back, Eric talks about some of the concerns for women who are married. So stay tuned for that. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
Looking to retire from the landlord business? A 1031 exchange may be right for you. Join certified financial planner Eric Heckman, host of Wealth Creator Radio and author of Worry Less Wealth, for a special dinner event. Eric and special guest speaker Peter Fisher of Inland Securities Corporation will discuss the best ways to get out of the real estate business, if a 1031 exchange is right for you, and if a DST is worth considering. This information and much more will be discussed while you and a guest enjoy a complimentary dinner Wednesday, March 20th at 6 o'clock at Maggiano's in San Jose. Call now for more information and to reserve your seat. 800-880-8628. Again, Wednesday, March 20th at 6 o'clock at Maggiano's in San Jose. Create your blueprint to worry less wealth with Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. Reservations are required and seating is limited, so call now. 800-880-8628. No agents or brokers, please. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. We're talking about women, money, and retirement today. Before we go on, though, I'd like to ask you about a financial fail, Eric, that we can learn from. It's always something good that we can definitely learn a lesson from.
Well, this one's more about, it's not quite a fail yet, but it very potentially could be. So one thing is, a lot of times people want to move someplace different in retirement, and you know, it sounds cool, sounds unique, sounds, hey, that'd be great. And I had a client that I mostly usually meet with him, but she comes in at, you know, some of the more critical meetings and stuff. And he one time confided to me that they wanted to move to Hawaii. He said it was a 50-50 chance, or I think he actually may have said it was a 60% chance that they'd end up moving back after a while.
Oh, no.
You know, so there's a big debate. Do we sell the house? Don't sell the house. They decided finally just to sell the house, keep life easier. Now they've been out there for 2 years. You know, they just were back in town, so we were meeting. And, you know, she was complaining about the humidity and the heat. It rains every day. Yeah, it is Hawaii. It is, right? It's a nice tropical island, but it is tropical.
Yes.
So the hard part is, if you're really serious about moving, there's a lot of different things you can do, but I think it's always smarter just to maybe not sell your house for a year or two, mm-hmm. and just give it a little bit more time just to make sure you really like all the seasons wherever you move to, right?
Because
some seasons initially may be great, and then it's like, oh, I don't like this time frame or something like that. So, you know, just one of those things. If you're thinking about leaving the Valley, which so many people are, because why not live anywhere else in the world cheaper? And, you know, so if you're thinking about doing that, you know, really, really sit down and do some planning and do some real thought about what's the best way to do it, because, you know, it's really hard to come back here. I mean, there's no way that they would be able to buy in the same neighborhood that they were in before, because it's gone up too much. A property tax would probably be about triple what they were paying at the time. And so, yeah. So one of those things is, if you're going to move, you know, be careful.
Right. Test drive it. Plan
it out. Yeah, definitely test drive it.
Yeah. Go there for, or at least if you can't stay for any length of time, go there during the different seasons prior to retiring and selling the house. Yeah. Great idea. Well, we can always learn from those financial fails. So thanks for that, Eric. We've been talking about women, money, and retirement today. And, you know, we've all heard of the quote unquote breadwinner in a relationship. It seems like usually that refers to the man. Now, I'm not saying that in today's world. I'm kind of saying that in the past because the statistic is changing. But let's go ahead and use that scenario. Let's say the husband was the breadwinner or is the breadwinner. What if the wife has not been involved in the decision-making of their finances in retirement, Eric? What can go wrong?
So one of the amazing stats out there is 80% of men die married. 80% of women die single or widowed. And you go, hold on, how those two numbers match, right? Well, that's because so many you know, women are widowed because they live longer than the men do, right? So the really kind of eye-opening talk about this is really the fact that most men will never know if their financial plan worked. I mean, think about that. Yeah. Most men will never know if their plan worked or not, because the only way if you know your plan worked is if whatever you're working on planning for, you got to the end of.
Right.
And if their spouse lives another 5 or 10 years longer, they don't know what happened after one Social Security check was lost. They don't know what happens after that goes from married filing jointly to single and your tax rate actually goes up with having less income. You know, there's a lot of things that change after one person passes away. And obviously, if you're married, the woman lives longer. Guess who's going to be running the finances?
Yeah, she is.
And if she has not been paying attention or doesn't even know where the stuff is, you know, that can be really hazardous, especially if you got old 401ks and IRAs at companies that, you know, hey, yeah, I remember where these are. I know where these all at. I know all my logins and blah, blah, blah. Well, if you're not here and she's having to take care of it, does she know all those places? And especially with e-statements nowadays, with electronic statements, I think can be really hazardous in some ways, because if there's nothing paper, how does somebody know? And, you know, are they looking at your email? Or are they finding it? And so there's just a lot of issues. So, I mean, literally something just as simple as writing all your accounts down. I mean, it seems very low tech in today's world, right?
Right.
So, I mean, if you want to go fancier, do a, you know, Google spreadsheet, share it with each other or something. But at least knowing where those assets are, it can be a huge difference in really what happens. Because, if all of a sudden you're having to take over all this stuff and know where things are, and oh my gosh, you know, it's a lot of stress and strain. And obviously initially it's a lot of shock, right? Because somebody just passed away to, you know, and then all of a sudden you're having to make all these decisions. And yeah, so it can be really tough. So at least having some organization, you know, having some stuff where you write it down and just knowing where all that stuff is. I mean, we do two different talks in terms of both of these issues, the smart women talk and also smart couples. And you know, and so those are things that, you know, if you wanted to attend some sessions just to really learn some more tools, some more things that you should be doing. The smart women is for married or single. It doesn't matter. It's just really focused on women's issues. It's only allowed. The only people allowed in the door are actually women. So we've had some awkward situations where some guys wanted to come and we're like, kind of not really the thing. Yeah, but we do have another talk for smart couples, which is very similar information about just really how do couples talk and how they learned about money. So, you know, so if that's something you'd like to look at, you know, definitely go to our website. We have lots of different sessions coming up in the next few weeks here, but it's wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, wealthcreatorradio.com. Or you can also give us a call and just leave us a message, say you'd like to attend or at least get the listing, and we'll get right back to you on that. 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184.
Eric, many retirees cash in a pension thinking that it will be better for them to have the money available in an account rather than, you know, have it paid out to them, like in an annuity over their lifetime. But this is often not the best decision, right?
Well, you know, it can be a tough one. It's really you're buying life insurance in the reverse manner. So you're saying, hey, pay me less today, but you'll make sure it guarantees my spouse to have some money. And sadly, a lot of guys out there will just say, hey, why don't we get the most money we need and we'll just pick the highest option. And, you know, well, if I die first, you know, well, she'll have plenty of other money. And so, you know, here, honey, sign this form. And lots of times women literally don't know what they're signing or didn't look at it. And then all of a sudden you find out afterwards when the guy passes away that, you know, the pension's out and gone. It's over with. And, you know, so that's one of those things where women really need to be paying attention. And, you know, also it kind of goes into the fact that most men tend to be a little bit more aggressive investors. And so that's why often they pick that. And so a lot of times, too, I've seen it where I was sitting down with this one couple and she's like, oh, no, I'm super conservative. I don't like taking any risk. But it does seem like my 401k has dropped a whole bunch. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, this is really risky. This is like super high risk. She's like, no, I'm very conservative. I'm like, you picked all these? She goes, no, hold on. No, he picked them all. I had him give me advice on my 401k and pointing to her husband. And yes, it was her selection technically, but he told her which ones to pick and it was not her risk level that she wanted. And I mean, everybody else out there just says, put it all in the market. What we really say is, hey, look, how much ups and downs should you have? How much volatility do you need? And so we've created this blueprint to worry less wealth because we want you to worry less about your money and more about having fun and enjoying life. And there's no cost, no obligation. We just sit down with people, find out what they're worried about, have another meeting where we say, okay, here's the path you're on. Here's some issues. Do you want to solve these issues or not? And do you want to have us help you with it or not? So it's that simple, that easy. You know, it's really, there's a window of opportunity people have right now to really take some action. And it's a good time to be doing it. So, you know, if that's something you'd like to do, take control of your financial future, just give us a call. We'll leave us a message. We'll set up a time with you. 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Or you can go online to wealthcreatorradio.com and you can set up an appointment right there, wealthcreatorradio.com.
Who will star in your movie? You've spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money. And now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to write the script. Will your retirement be filled with travel, time with your grandchildren, days spent reading or laughing with friends? Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services have helped hundreds of families write their retirement script. Don't let financial limitations take the starring role of your retirement. Eric and his team want you to be the star of the rest of your life. They'll help you create a financial strategy tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals. Call Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial and Insurance Services team today. 800-224-2489 and set a visit. 800-224-2489. 800-224-2489. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, a registered investment advisor.
And we are back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer talking today with Eric Heckman. He's founder of Heckman Financial. Eric is a well-known speaker and author, and he can provide you with advice to get you to and through retirement with worry-less wealth. Today, we're talking about women and planning for retirement. We're going to get back to that. Right now, I'd like to just ask you about some of the things that you're seeing your retirees doing in retirement. Most retirees, I think when you think of the norm, you hear people say, oh, I'm going to golf, I'm going to read or garden or travel, things like that. But Eric, how often do you see retirees doing something completely different than the norm? Just some people who just seek out other horizons. Do you see that often?
Well, there's different degrees, right? So there's some, I would say, for the more fun aspect and some more for the challenge. And so I had one couple that they didn't do this past year, but you know, they, for 3 years, I think it was, they were going to Glacier National Park. And instead of just hanging out there and watching the beauty and seeing everything, they actually got jobs there. And you know, they were barely making anything. And compared to what they used to make, it was, you know, almost comical, but you know, so they were doing it for the money, that was for sure.
Yeah,
but it was just really a way for them to, you know, interact with people, kind of show them what they loved about the park and be able to, you know, one of them was driving the bus, one was working in the visitor center, and you know, they just really enjoyed it and it gave them something to do all day. Because yeah, if you stare at some nice beauty and nature and all that stuff, you can only stare at it for so long.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, you got to do something, right? So that's one aspect. But then I've got some other clients that, you know, I have one couple that they were taking this. It was a history class that it was really ancient kind of timelines, you know, civilizations and stuff. And they were doing it at a junior college. And they said it was way tougher than they planned, and they kind of regretted it, but they didn't want to stop it. And, you know, so sometimes you may do something where you may not really wanted to have started that. But,
yeah.
But, you know, I've actually got another client that he was always into art and did some stuff with arts, but he actually he lives out in the Santa Cruz area, and he started working with Cabrillo College and got into, you know, really just started taking classes there so he could use all their cool equipment, like the 3D printers and the laser cutters and
oh, yeah.
You know, all this stuff that, you know, we can't, nobody can really have in their personal house because they're huge and mm-hmm. all that stuff. And now he's actually became a teaching assistant part-time where he makes a tiny bit of money, you know, doing that. But he's just there so often that they finally hired him.
That so, is so cool.
Yeah. And so he's, you know, there's, he's got stuff in shows and stuff. I mean, nothing where he's, yeah, you know, he's not going to go, you know, be making probably a famous artist yeah. anytime soon, but not something he's going to be making a living on. But, you know, he's really enjoying it. It gives him a lot of pleasure. You know, he gets obviously to socialize with other people and meet people in the art community. And this is a 1,000% different than his job at a high tech company that sure. he had before. I mean, uh-huh. nothing similar at
right.
all. So, you know, so there's a lot of things that people can get involved in retirement. You know, it's really just looking at what do you want to do? What types of things do you want to try to take on? And, you know, I've had several actually probably now I think of 4 or 5 people that have all become teachers.
Really? You know,
most of them substitute. Most of them haven't kind of fully committed to where they want to do it on a daily basis. Uh-huh. But, you know, that way they can kind of give back and just kind of enjoy stuff and, you know, hang out with some kids. And most of them were all jobs where there was nothing kid involved. So, yeah, so it is a way for them to kind of get out there and do something different and also really challenge yourself. And, yeah, I think for today now, for how long we're all going to live, I mean, there's so many people that are going to have a 30-year retirement and sometimes maybe even 40. You know, you got to keep that axe sharp, right? And
right.
one yeah. way to do that is by learning or by teaching or you know, just getting involved in stuff that you're, you know, not necessarily you were very involved in beforehand. And you know, but of course, the other flip side of that is I'd say almost a third of my clients end up moving or end up staying where their grandkids are and helping take care of the grandkids and doing it all on the fun basis versus the have to basis,
right,
when, you know, when they did for their kids.
And right.
So now they're driving because they want to, not because they gotta.
Mm-hmm.
And that's still another way to kind of stay involved and stay active. And so there's a lot of things to be thinking of, you know, when you're talking about retirement and, you know, really kind of picturing what you're going to be doing and how you're going to be doing it. And, you know, a lot of the classes, a lot of the events we have, we kind of talk about that a little bit. And then we kind of go into more of the real numbers, right? So, you know, when we're creating that blueprint to worry less wealth, first and foremost, we want to make sure you have to worry less about finances and portfolio and more about, you know, what type of activities do you want to be doing? How do you want to be spending the rest of your life without having to worry about money? And number one way to do that is to have a plan. Have a plan where you don't have to worry about your income, that you know that income will last for the rest of your life. Have a plan where you know how much volatility you have in the market, knowing how to pay the least amount of taxes over your lifetime, not just 1 year, but, you know, try to keep those down forever. And really look at the healthcare issues that will come up down the road, and then who in the end will get all your stuff, right? So that's the blueprint to worry less wealth. It's something we can do for you. No cost, no obligation. All we do is sit down, have one meeting where we just kind of talk about what are your concerns, what are your worries. Have another meeting where we show you that plan, show you the path you're on, show you, hey, is it good or bad, or is there some issues? And then do you want to fix those issues, and do you want to work with us or not? So that's easy, that's simple. If that's something you'd like to take advantage of, all you have to do is give us a call and leave us a message, 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message and Janine will call back on Monday and get a hold of you, 800-454-1184. Or you can book online and find out more about us at wealthcreatorradio.com. And it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
So I'd like to get back to women, money, and retirement. Let's talk about women and Social Security and the things that they really should be thinking about and considering for themselves.
Well, so one of the biggest problems with Social Security, especially if it was kind of a traditional household where the, you know, where the wife wasn't working in as much as the husband was, you know, like we were saying, it's kind of changing now a lot, but, you know, still the old typical breadwinner situation. What a lot of guys will like to do is they'll take Social Security for them sooner because they say, hey, my check's going to be bigger. Might as well take mine sooner. That way we can get more money. And they don't really necessarily know this, but in essence, they're not worried because they're probably not going to live as long. So, you know, so that doesn't make as big a deal. But really, it's the exact opposite of way that you want to take Social Security. Whoever's the higher of the two checks, that is what I like to call your eternal check. So for your own couple's eternity, so that's the one that one of you will always get. So whoever dies first, the higher of the two checks stays, the lower check goes away. Whoever the higher breadwinner was, that's the check you want to wait till at least 66 or 67, if not 70, to turn on, because that will be the most money that's going to be paid out, because that's the check that will always be there. Whoever has the smaller of the two checks, that's actually less critical when they turn theirs on. And so that is actually the correct mentality to be having, is turning theirs on maybe sooner. Because it's a smaller check, which of course people want more money sooner, not later. But, mm-hmm. you know, again, these are all things that when you sit down and you have a plan, these things are easy to do. But when you're doing it kind of hodgepodge, it's really tough. And so that's why we created that blueprint to worry less wealth, because we want you to worry less about retirement and less about your portfolio, more about having fun and enjoying life. And so, you know, we'll sit down, create that income plan, which of course includes that Social Security plan. Look at the investments. How much volatility, how much craziness do you have ups and down the market, and how critical that is to know when you're in retirement? Then what about the taxes? How do you lower taxes along the way? We've got a great window of opportunity right now with this new tax law. Take advantage of it. It goes away at the end of 2025. And then also look at the healthcare issues, legacy issues. And that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth, something we can help you with. Again, no cost, no obligation. We just sit down, kind of see what path you're on right now, say, hey, here's some issues, and then it's up to you if you want to hire us or not. Again, no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is leave us a message and we'll set up a time. 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Or go online and book right now at wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com. Wealthcreatorradio.com.
Looking to retire from the landlord business? A 1031 exchange may be right for you. Join certified financial planner Eric Heckman, host of Wealth Creator Radio and author of Worry Less Wealth, for a special dinner event. Eric and special guest speaker Peter Fisher of Inland Securities Corporation will discuss the best ways to get out of the real estate business, if a 1031 exchange is right for you, and if a DST is worth considering. This information and much more will be discussed while you and a guest enjoy a complimentary dinner Wednesday, March 20th at 6 o'clock at Maggiano's in San Jose. Call now for more information and to reserve your seat. 800-880-8628. Again, Wednesday, March 20th at 6 o'clock at Maggiano's in San Jose. Create your blueprint to worry less wealth with Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. Reservations are required and seating is limited, so call now. 800-880-8628. No agents or brokers, please. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Today, you're getting straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement. And we're talking about women, money, and retirement. And of course, we've been talking about that women typically live longer than men. And no one wants to become a widow, but it is important to understand what your financial standing would be like. And Eric, I know that you always tell us we need to plan with the end in mind. And do you often find or see couples who are really thinking about that? You know, like, here, let's come up with a plan. What if I die today? Or what if I die tomorrow? Do you see that often?
Definitely see it somewhat, but sadly, I think I probably don't see it enough. Mm-hmm. So the times I've seen it, unfortunately, have been usually times where lots of times the husband does have some illness. I remember quite some time ago, probably almost 20 years ago now, it was actually somebody I knew from church, and they had three boys, which turned out to be ironic, because at the time I didn't have three boys, but since have. And,
yeah.
You know, he got really sick, and I actually visited him at his house and his what turned out to be his deathbed, but you know, we figured out some other ways to throw some money into his life insurance and get him a little bit extra death benefit and right before he passed away and other things, and you know, really worked with his wife after that for several years, helping her kind of learn the whole ropes of paying the bills and all that stuff that you have to, you know, have to learn, right? But I find so many couples today actually aren't really thinking about that. And then what happens is, you know, I end up having people where they said, oh, well, here, we just want to do, just give us a recommendation on this one account. So they didn't want to do the whole process. They just said, hey, you know, we got this money in the bank. Can you just tell us some place to put this? And they kind of vetoed the idea of looking at everything. And, you know, I'm thinking about one couple in particular where, you know, he was totally healthy. And then a year later, he was gone. And he was only in his late 60s. He, you know, wasn't that old or anything. And, you know, they weren't planning on all that stuff, of course. And that's the hard part, is if they weren't paying attention to that, they didn't really want to sit down and do a whole plan. And had they done that, we would have thought about these things a lot more and had a lot more options. Because, yeah, it's one of these things where you have to always hope for the best, but you got to plan for the worst. And if you haven't done that worst plan and that worst part happens, then usually it's too late to do a lot of things to fix those. And so, yeah, that's I think, been the hard part, is when you see situations like that where, you know, people should have been planning about that. And it should go both ways, because I've also had a few women die and widow their, you know, have their husbands be widowers. And sometimes, which maybe the women already knew this, sometimes the guys are more of a wreck than the women are after, because they were the ones doing all the stuff around the house and getting the food and all this other stuff. So, you know, so sometimes, yeah, maybe not the numbers aren't as bad, but everything else is way worse off, you know. So it is one of those things where nobody likes to confront these issues. Nobody likes to talk about when you might not be here, but it doesn't make it go away. Yeah, you really still have to be talking about it. Mm-hmm. Just ignoring it doesn't doesn't solve it at all.
Right.
And so, yeah, I think that's probably one of the critical things, that if you have an overall plan, that's usually in there. But unfortunately, lots of times people don't sit down there and do that. And so that can be something that can really come back and hurt somebody.
So what you're telling us, Eric, is that it's really, really important for a husband and a wife to do survivorship planning, right?
Yeah, obviously need to have some stuff like in our legacy section of our blueprint to worry less wealth. We talk about, you know, ideally getting a trust. Mm-hmm. And a trust doesn't die when you die. It just keeps going. So then just who changes the assets around? And, you know, part of that would also be making sure all the beneficiaries are correct and that they're, you know, written out the right way. I've seen so many messed up issues with that. And then also looking at life insurance. Is that life insurance still around? Is the life insurance still accurate? The hard part is for a lot of people today, they get it from their company. And when you leave your company, that insurance goes away. Mm-hmm. I also recently had somebody who's, she had this one life insurance policy and she brought in some of the paperwork on it. And I said, you do know this goes away in 3 years. It's when it ends. She's like, what?
Oh, no.
And it's like, yeah, you bought a 20-year term and you're 17 years into it. And she's got a child who high school, I think, uh-huh. at the time. So, you know, that was a little bit earlier than she wanted that to end. So, you know, knowing those types of things, knowing what kind of survivorship benefits do each other have, obviously with Social Security, other stuff. But do you have any military, you know, VA stuff or anything like that, old pension plans from maybe a company? And then also, of course, after somebody passes away, you're going to have to retitle all the accounts. So just knowing where all the accounts are, knowing where all your bills are, what credit cards. One of the tough ones, too, is sometimes you'll see the card mainly in one person's name and the other person's an authorized signer, but not an actual user of the card. So if that primary person passes away, that account goes away 100%,
even though
they're an authorized user, but they're not. You know, they're not the person on the account.
We're talking today about women, money, and retirement. And I'd like to focus on choosing a financial advisor right now, all right? Whether it be a woman who is suddenly a widow or just anybody, why don't you explain what we need to be looking for, Eric, when we're trying to find somebody to work with, especially in retirement?
Well, there's a couple different things you want to be focused on. One is, what do they actually do? So mm-hmm. what I mean by that is, are they focused on people in distribution planning, where they're actually using the money, where they're in the payout phase of life? Because when you're in the accumulation phase in your 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, it really doesn't matter when you make money and when you lose money. It's all the same in the end because you didn't do any withdrawals. However, once you start withdrawing that money, it gets to be super critical how you spend it, how you take assets, how is that money coming in? I mean, really the crazy part about retirement is you create your own paycheck. First and foremost, I would want to make sure that the person is somebody who specializes in people when they're withdrawing money from their retirement, not just an investment manager, which I'd say probably at least half this industry is people who are just managing money. And their approach will be just, oh, we'll take out so much percentage and then you'll be fine. Unless an 08 happens or less this or less, you know. I don't want a hope and pray plan. I want a real plan. Mm-hmm. And so that'd be one thing. The other part would be, you know, are they independent? Are they a registered investment advisor where they have to do what's in your best interest? No matter what everybody else says, the only ones legally bound to do what's in your best interest are people who have the terms registered investment advisor on their card. Or it might say investment advisory representative. But, you know, those are the ones you really want to look for. And then for women, definitely make sure the guys listen to you or the ladies listening to you. If that financial advisor is mostly focused on your husband, oh my gosh, yeah, you need somebody better. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
So if it doesn't feel right, kind of like dating, right? If it don't feel good, then just don't keep going back to that person. And I've seen that more and more where lots of times they just go, oh yeah, this guy never talks to me. They only wants to talk to my husband. And yeah, it's awful. So that'd be the kind of the main things to be looking for. You know, obviously you want to check their background. You want to check out, you know, all the stuff about them in terms, and we've got like a list of that people of questions people can ask. And, you know, it's really good to have that, to know what should be asking, what should be checking about in terms of their background and their history. You want to make sure, do they have complaints against them? You know, do they have bankruptcies, other things that may be a sign that might lead them to not give you the best advice possible, right? So that's the main thing we're looking at is, you know, how to pick somebody. I mean, I would definitely have somebody independent. Like I said, ideally a registered investment advisor. I mean, that's what we are here at Heckman Financial. And, you know, that's what we do. We sit down with people and we help them through this process. We create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we have that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. That way you can see where all your money's at, see what path you're on. And if there's issues, we'll tell you. And that's up to you if you want to fix them again. There's no cost, no obligation for this, and you'll learn a lot of stuff. I mean, I don't know why else people would want to do that. So, yeah, if you want to take the time, really advance your own personal situation, all you got to do is leave us a message, and we'll set up a time to talk to you. 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can actually book your own time online if you want at wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
When we come back, Eric will tell us about a retirement success story. So you won't want to miss that. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We'll be back with the rest of our show.
Who will star in your movie? You've spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement. Or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to write the script. Will your retirement be filled with travel, time with your grandchildren, days spent reading or laughing with friends? Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services have helped hundreds of families write their retirement script. Don't let financial limitations take the starring role of your retirement. Eric and his team want you to be the star of the rest of your life. They'll help you create a financial strategy tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals. Call Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial and Insurance Services team today. 800-224-2489 and set a visit. 800-224-2489. 800-224-2489. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley area, and their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. Eric, it's time for a retirement success story. I know you have lots of these, so I can't wait to hear what you have for us this week.
So, yeah, this story is about, we'll just call her Betty, but she was an outside salesperson, you know, working with a food company and traveling around all this crazy stuff. And we've been talking about planet and retiring. And with the new tax law, you can't write off any unreimbursed employee expenses. Well, she had about $40,000 of that category in the previous tax year. Uh-huh. So, you know, we just realized with this new tax law, it's going to kill her to work because she's going to lose so much write-offs. And so we decided, hey, yeah, let's sit down, do the numbers. It looks like you're good. And, you know, everybody tells you that you should put everything in the stock market, right? Your 401k, that's the only option, stocks and bonds. And everybody's always telling you that. But really what we've been telling people forever, and it really works in this case, is what we did for her is we had some money in the stock market, yes. But we also had some guaranteed money. Well, that guaranteed money now is turned on a lifetime income that she can't outlive. That money's going to keep coming in every single month, no matter what. Even if that account goes to zero, it's going to still keep coming in. So you add that to her Social Security, which she turned on the month after she stopped working. And now she's getting this other payment on a monthly basis. So now she's got a good base of income that's coming in on a no matter what type of basis. And then we also have some steady income. So some of the investments we put her in are what we call steady income money. It's not in the market. It's alternatives to the market. And kind of like what a lot of endowments and pensions use, stuff that's putting off 5-7% on a monthly basis that's getting paid out. And so, you know, now she's got the steady, you know, this guaranteed money at the bottom. She's got the steady income on top. Her money that she has to get from her portfolio is less critical. So she doesn't have to freak out as bad in, you know, the fourth quarter of 2018 when the market was tanking pretty ugly. You know, she didn't have to take out a bunch of money because we already had some money sitting in there that could be withdrawn. And we could wait for stuff to come back. But the part I see that a lot of people really screw up in retirement is they have 100% of their money in stocks and bonds. And those used to go down kind of separately. Now they tend to go the same direction. And so if they're all dropping, guess what? So is your income or your lifestyle or your retirement success.
Yeah,
it's all dropping when those drop too. So, you know, if that's something you'd like to take advantage of, if you'd really like to get kind of some numbers for yourself, yeah, you know, just give us a call. We'll set up a time where we can kind of sit down with you, go over these things and find out what course you're on right now, find out what issues you might have and say, hey, this blueprint to worry less wealth, it's going to show you how to have an income plan, how to have an investment tax plan, healthcare and legacy. And yeah, you know, we'll wrap that all up in one cohesive, short, personalized, you know, report for you. And then it's up to you if you want to take action or not. So again, if you wanted to learn a little bit more about that and take control of your finances, leave us a message, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. It's wealthcreatorradio.com.
Thanks for listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. We'll be back with more strategies next weekend on how to plan that blueprint to a worry-less wealth retirement. Call Eric again at 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.